Hello.
Hey, Mike. Bob from RDI. How are you?
Bob, I'm all right. Tell your wife happy birthday for me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I will do that. Did you guys have a nice Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah. We did. We were just busier than crap. Eric was gone camping and another girl quit last week. So.
Oh, no.
Bob, I've had to stop and blow on my shoes a few times. I just can't. This old man can't take this shit, so we're going to have to. Eric gets back from his camping trip. We're going to have to get together and get organized. We got people that can do more, and we just got to get them doing it. That's all there is to it. So, I got my one girl getting tuned in pretty good and set in stone. So, I'm getting my segment out of the way, but Eric's segment, Eric's management part of it is kind of hell in the handbasket. But. It was good. The weather was nice. We worked over there on the building in Brookfield.
Yeah.
Becky went over with me, and so she helped me with some boards and stuff. And then we went out and ate with my daughter that night. So. At least we all got together.
Yeah, that's cool.
How about you? Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah, I did. My brother and his wife were visiting from Florida, so that was nice. And we had the family here for Mother's Day, and I did three different lasagnas.
Oh, my gosh.
I did the big pan was the large regular lasagna with meat and cheese. And then I did a vegetarian lasagna with vegetables and cheese. And then I did a vegan one, too, because my daughter that's a vegan doesn't eat dairy either, so I had to do stuff with vegetables with fake cheese and stuff like that in it. Tofu. She loved it. She said it was perfect. The vegetarian one was really good, and the regular.
I'm gonna ask you about the vegetarian. I'd like to try that because I still eat meat, but I'm trying to eat more fish and vegetables. So that's smart eating.
What I do when I make. When I make a vegetarian lasagna, I take the vegetables, and there was eggplant, zucchini, cauliflower, broccoli, asparagus, carrots, onions, garlic.
Oh, my God.
And what I do is I put the, like, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, too, and mushrooms, and I put them in a big pan and put them in a hot oven, a 400-degree oven, and I drizzle it with olive oil, toss it around in
that,
and then salt and pepper, and roast it in the oven until they're cooked, tender. They're cooked but not mushy.
Mushy, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like it that way. And then I take that all out, and I put it on my chopping board, and with a bench scraper, I chop it all up so that it's bite-sized pieces. Everything is about the same. And then the spinach, onions, and garlic, I put that in a pan, and I cook the onions first, and I throw the garlic in, then I throw the spinach in there. And I do it until just the spinach is just wilted, and then I do the same thing with that. I chop all that up, and I mix it all together, and then we do layers of pasta, the vegetables, then a layer of ricotta cheese mixed with mozzarella.
Right.
Then I put another layer of pasta, and then I put another layer of vegetables, and then I put more cheese on that. And then I put another layer of pasta on that. And then every time
That's a really smart move on that spinach and just wilting it with mushrooms, because then the mushrooms don't get overcooked. Mushrooms can just cook up to nothing if you'd overdo it. So.
Well, it's all about the timing. I make sure that everything is cooked just to the point where it's cooked tender but not turned to mush. And then, and then I make my lasagna the day before. So I did that all on Saturday. And actually, I started the sauce on Friday night and let it cook overnight, and the sauce was really, really perfect. And,
and then I assembled
everything on Saturday morning, and then I cook it in the oven on Saturday afternoon. Then I let it cool and put it in the refrigerator, and then I reheat it the next day. And all the sauce and everything kind of melds together more, and they stay in nice pieces. Because the first day that when you cut, if you cut lasagna on the first day it's cooked, it's falling apart. It doesn't hold together well.
Oh yes.
So
okay.
If you let it cool and then reheat it, I put it in a 200-degree oven for about 3 hours, just enough to reheat it all the way through without more cooking on it.
Right.
And man, it didn't fall apart when you cut into it. It came out perfect.
Wow.
A lot of experience there. I've done lasagna many times.
I can tell you've had some trial and error on some of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's all. And this is the first time I've made lasagna lately that I didn't make my own noodles. I actually bought the lasagna noodles, but I normally make my own noodles, too. But my wife didn't want me to tie up that much time in the kitchen.
Right. Yeah, that does take a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, the noodles are a pain because you mix up the dough and you run it through the mill to get a nice flat pieces, but you got to take it from there. You put it in, you know, boiling water for just like a minute or two to set it. Then you take it out and you got to dry it off. And then you're doing this, and at the same time you're trying to assemble stuff the lasagna, and it's a two-person operation. And my wife didn't have the time to do it, so I said, "Nah, it's okay. I'll do it myself." I'll do it with the regular noodles.
Oh boy, yeah, that's but they are still better. Noodles of any kind are always better homemade. But
it's a lot more work. But the sauce. Everybody was telling me the sauce was the best sauce they ever had, and it was. I mean, it was slow cooked over 24 hours, and it was. I really nailed it this time. It's always good, but this was like perfection.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I probably would have been in the restaurant business.
I was going to say, I think you would have, Bob. I really do.
When I had my bingo hall, I used to cook in there all the time. And people, I think the main reason people came to my bingo hall over other places was the food was so much better there than any place else.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Bob, because you can still get to them through their stomach, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I took the model from Vegas. You know, the Vegas always used
right.
food to bring people into the casino.
Bring people in to gamble. Yep.
Yeah.
You bet.
And I do the same thing. I used to bring people in. People would say, you know, there was no comparison. The food at my place was, like, way better than any place else.
Yeah. And you enjoy doing it. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's why it's, you know, it's a lot of work, but it doesn't feel like work to me because I enjoy doing it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you have any luck with the princess cuts then?
Let's see, maybe it's
the princess cuts.
Yo, that guy. Yes. Let me call and see if he ever showed back up. This guy was bugging us to get stones, and then I showed him and priced him, and they seemed to be okay with it. I haven't heard back from that Shipley. Let me find out. I was going to check on
that
yesterday, but we were absolutely run over, and Eric's still camping.
Sure.
So I got my ulcer all stirred up. So I.
Oh, great. Perfect.
I got to calm down. Yeah, I left the store pretty well. I stayed under 8 to get caught up because I couldn't get anything done during the day, and I had two jobs that had to be out first thing this morning.
Right.
So. Let me find out. I need all to touch base with the fella. That's, yeah. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll see
you.
Bye-bye.